Perhaps I was wrong to say that the consciousness would not be human, he whispered. It is possible that the resulting persona could be human, touched with a certain divine madness and meta-human perspective. It could be, if purged of all memory of our age, of all consciousness of the core, it could be the person the cybrid was programmed to be. John Keats, I said. Johnny turned away from the window and closed his eyes. His voice was hoarse with emotion. It was the first time I had heard him recite poetry. Fanatics have their dreams, wherewith they weave a paradise for a sect. The savage, too, from forth the loftiest fashion of his sleep, guesses at heaven. Pity these have not traced upon vellum, or wild Indian leaf, the shadows of melodious utterance. But bare of laurel they live, dream, and die, for poesy alone can tell her dreams. With the fine spell of words alone can save imagination from the sable charm and dumb enchantment. Who alive can say, "Thou art no poet, mayst not tell thy dreams," since every man whose soul is not a clod hath visions and would speak if he had loved and been well nurtured in his mother tongue. Whether the dream now purposed to rehearse be poets or fanatics will be known when this warm scribe, my hand, is in the grave. I don't get it, I said. What does it mean? It means, said Johnny, smiling gently, that I know what decision I made and why I made it. I wanted to cease being a cybrid and become a man. I wanted to go to Hyperion. I still do. Somebody killed you for that decision a week ago, I said. Yes. And you're going to try again? Yes. Why not invest consciousness in your cybrid here, become human in the web? It would never work, said Johnny. What you see as a complex interstellar society is only a small part of the core reality matrix. I would be constantly confronted with and at the mercy of the AIs. The Keats persona, reality, would never survive. All right, I said. You need to get out of the web, but there are other colonies. Why Hyperion? Johnny took my hand. His fingers were long and warm and strong. Don't you see, Braun? There is some connection here. It may well be that Keats's dreams of Hyperion were some sort of transtemporal communication between his then-persona and his now-persona. If nothing else, Hyperion is the key mystery of our age, physical and poetic, and it is quite probable that I was born, died, and was born again to explore it. It sounds like madness to me, I said. Delusions of grandeur. Almost certainly, laughed Johnny. And I never have been happier. He grabbed my arms and brought me to my feet, his arms around me. Will you go with me, Braun? Go with me to Hyperion? I blinked in surprise, both at his question and the answer, which filled me like a rush of warmth. Yes, I said. I'll go. We went into the sleeping area then and made love the rest of that day, sleeping finally to awaken to the low light of shift 3 in the industrial trench outside. Johnny was lying on his back, his hazel eyes open and staring at the ceiling, lost in thought. But not so lost he did not smile and put his arm around me. I nestled my cheek against him, settling into the small curve where shoulder meets chest, and went back to sleep.